You're listening to SBS News.
The beachfront town of Torquay on Victoria's south coast is the birthplace of iconic surfing brands Quiksilver and Rip Curl. It marks the start of the heritage-listed Great Ocean Road and is part of the country's most marginal federal electorate, Corangamite. Brian O'Kane's lived here for four decades.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I need some flex paper.
A self-funded retiree on a part pension, he estimates Labor's plan to remove refundable franking credits will cost him $4,000 to $5,000 a year. On budget night, he'll be looking to see what impact Liberal policies will have on his nest egg.
Thank you very much.
That's probably the most significant item for me at this stage. I just hope they don't change the frank dividends for older people like myself who are self-funded retirees. I think it's a little bit unfair that they should penalise them because most self-funded retirees are not wealthy.
Okay. On the high street, retiree Judy Vagg is catching up with a friend. She'd be financially worse off under Labor's plan too, but the former teacher's willing to take a hit for the sake of her grandchildren.
I'd like to see money on state schools, public education, and it concerns me that we've got two very big different types of education.
85-year-old Kevin Hunt's browsing the shelves at the town's small independent bookstore. He's a swing voter. He wants help for his son's small businesses in the budget. Job opportunities for his grandchildren matter to him, as well as quality care for the elderly.
They've given a lot in their lives and they should be looked after by trained people, and those who are running aged care centres shouldn't be all about profit. They should have adequate staff.
My name's Tim Wilson. I am the chair of the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics, and it's good to be in Torquay.
Seniors packed Torquay's sports pavilion when Parliament's franking credits inquiry rolled into town, wanting their say.
We consider this to be extremely unfair and cannot understand why we're being penalised to such an extent in such a harsh manner at this stage of our retirement.
I would argue that abolishing the present system of paying franking credits is a small price to pay if the money that would have been paid to the shareholder is available, for example, for better healthcare services in the community or for the education of our grandchildren.
If I lose a bit of money here, I've got no time to catch it up. You're down the drain.
The constituency has been something of a bellwether seat in recent times, changing hands in line with the elected government. Sarah Henderson retained the seat in 2016 by a reduced margin. A redistribution of federal boundaries last year cut that further, making it the most marginal Liberal seat in Australia. Political missteps could sow distrust here. Retiree Brian O'Kane again.
We've got to listen to all the things that they promise and try and figure out what they might really do, because unfortunately politicians make a lot of promises, but a lot of them pie-in-the-sky promises.
And distrust could cost either side the election. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.